Hello and welcome, everyone. I am Dr. Ordina Hope, and this is the Dr. O Show. Welcome to the fourth episode in Home Boss Business Tips and Tricks podcast series. I think I got it, y'all. If you haven't listened to the first few podcasts in this series, think about going back to take a listen. Well, in the last episode, we talked about some stress-free, panic-free tips to taking your business to the internet like the boss you are. In this episode, we're going to review and go over some ways you can manage the day-to-day task of running your home-based business like the boss. Yes, y'all, we're going to become a boss in the house, in the home business, sooner or later. Now, once you have your course planned for success, there are going to be plenty things that need your time and attention. Now, I'm not saying that these wasn't already in place. It's just now you have to direct your focus and specifically concentrate on tasks that will help grow your business. So we're going to talk about business building tasks. And now it's important for you to know that you should prioritize your tasks and not let the unimportant tasks pull you off track. But prioritizing means you will handle the most important ones first, that is going to increase your business brand, revenue, and have the confidence, your confidence level rise as you operate your home-based business. So, Dr. O, how do you stay on task while you're in the house and being faced with your home and your business? So you have to really get into a business mindset. And one of the best things I found is keeping a journal or a log of to-do lists of things. I say a journal because I actually have a journal book where I keep track of all my to-do lists. You can buy a to-do list book or have some form of paper system, or if you not old-fashioned and you don't mind technology, you can make a to-do list on the computer. Actually, Google Calendar has a to-do list built inside of it. So if you're using Google Calendar, then I suggest, or Gmail, then I suggest you try to activate that feature too. That's something that will help you get things together for your home-based business. Now, remember to break the big tasks into what I call chunking it down and smaller ones, so that it gives you a system that is functional. So I believe in taking your big goals and chunking them down into practical steps, so you'll know when you get where you want to go and how you plan on getting them. Same like if I was going to travel to South Carolina, I know the first thing I have to do is have a car or plane or bus. If I'm going to go by car, I'm going to drive, I'm going to need gas. If I'm going to go by bus, I'm going to need ticket. Same thing with a plane. So you know that you have to chunk it down. If, let's say, we're driving to South Carolina from Illinois, I know I'm going to need a map or a GPS system to let me know what is the best route to take so that it won't take me 2 years to get there. So you chunk it down. You need to get gas. You need to know how much gas you're going to need. You need to know how much money you're going to need to get you there, how many hours it's going to take. It's a lot of dynamics that are there hidden inside of your major goal. So same with your tasks of the day. Right as you go through your list, cross off these tasks as you complete them. So your home-based business, you get up in the morning. Do you check email? I don't check email till afternoon, but some people check email first thing in the morning, which is great. My schedule is different. I work a little later into the day. So you check your email. You get up. You do your meditation, you do your exercise, but as part of your home business, when you sit down in your business chair, what are your first tasks? Are you reviewing your to-do list of what you need to do for the day or for the week? And then are you reviewing the communications that you're going to have to do with your potential clients? Are we going over your email? Are you following up with people? What are your steps for the day? As you go through this list, make sure when you're checking off your tasks for the day and they're complete, be sure to reward yourself on some of the accomplishments, many M-I-N-I accomplishments throughout the week. So whatever motivates you, let's talk about some things that need that would be great to have in place. And that is motivation, time management, automation, and we're going to go over those three today. So as far as whatever motivates you is your key to success. If you're not motivated, that is a recipe for disaster and failure. You need to have something in your business that excites you to get up in the morning and sometimes will keep you excited even into the night. Always, even though you have your schedule, remember the schedule we discussed in the prior podcast. I still have a saying says, do what you love and make sure that you love it enough to get you up early in the morning and keep you up late at night, but also having balance. Now, so we always set your goals and get them down in an organized way that is simple and obtainable, having practical steps and a surefire process. So remember that the rabbit that isn't too far, that's too far in front of the dog will give up. He won't run as fast. So, yes, that was a gambler's. Don't worry about it. That was a gambler's analogy. I'm sorry if you gamble or not. Forgive me. Chalk it up to my head, not my heart. If it's just close enough, you will want to do it. But if you put it too far out of your reach, the motivation level decreases. And you'll tend to feel as though, as I hear and as I have experienced, when your goal is too far out of reach, you feel as though you're not doing anything, especially if you're not keeping a to-do list, keeping track of your activities. If some of your activities have quite a bit of list in it, then sometimes you get so overwhelmed with the list that you don't, with things to do, that we don't keep track of what we're doing. So it's great system to keep track of everything you are doing and everything you've done, so that when you get discouraged in your business, as sometimes new business owners do and old ones too, we can look back on what we're doing, what we have done in the week, in the month, and so let us have a little bit of confidence boost there that we are actually working our business and we are actually accomplishing things that will build our brand, increase our revenue, and build our confidence. And that is the recipe for success. So oftentimes home business owners forget to reward themselves when they achieve the goals that they have set for the week or set for the month, or obtained a new customer. You should celebrate. I know that there's a saying out there that says, don't sweat the small stuff. I say, celebrate the small stuff. Because if you don't celebrate the small steps, that's a recipe for failure and discouragement. And we're trying to build confidence, brand, and financial increase. So as we move forward and get things done in the week, if you overaccomplish some things and you pulled some goals from the next week into this week, reward yourself for finishing a little early. So it's some things that will help increase your motivation inside your business as the boss. Let's talk about time management. A lot of in the beginning, when I first started 20 years ago building my businesses, time management was a very, very bad issue for me. And disorganized and unappreciated time is a recipe for disaster. So good time management skills are especially needed for you as a home-based business boss. You must define your parameters of your business. What days, what hours will you work? When will you advertise or market your business? When will you follow up with your clients, as I say, do emails, even learning your craft, staying up to date on your knowledge of what's in your niche, or your as an expert, you want to stay up on the coming changes that's in your field of work, how to keep all of this going and in proper order, or keeping it straight. How will you do that? So that's the purpose of chunking it down, because once you start chunking your goals down, then you can put them in a schedule and work that time, work that schedule, and build your brand, increase your financial revenue, and also build your confidence as an in-home boss. So this also helps your business run smoothly, and like I said, build your confidence. Let's talk about automation. Automate your business as much as possible. I know a lot of people talk about funnels webinars and some of these things you can automate, or like your calendar. If you use the Google Calendar and your steps, your to-do list, log them in your calendar so that you won't have to sit down and keep going back. That's time wasted, as we each week putting the stuff in our calendar, making sure it's on our list. If you sit down and chunk your month out, then you can automate it, put it in your calendar, and the things that need to be automated on how, as a home-based business builder, how these practical steps are put in place. This might work if you're we're putting everything online. So let's talk about automation. You can have a way to gather potential customers through email. So if you have a system where they can register for your site, or you can have a small giveaway about your business, create a small PDF telling about your business, or helping them do something inside your business, or help them throughout the day. Something that you can give away for free will help you draw customers and actually getting a way to contact. So that's a way to automate. And you will, it's best to set up your automatic systems and process right from the start to free up your time to concentrate on your most profitable business building activities. And you may discover and be surprised on how many things that you can automate. And once you set them in place, or set your mind to it, you'll find that automation is the best thing that will ensure a little bit more success. For instance, you can automate the online ordering process, create your little store, and have it to where they can go in that store and pick the products, like, was that Amazon or eBay? This is no plug to them, but they are great systems that are in place and automated. So these type of things you can do for yourself. If you're an information deliverer or infopreneur, then you can automate some of your information and how people get to it. And so you can also automate, how you gather the contact information. It's a lot of things that you can gather, but staying motivated and organizing your day-to-day tasks, you can set things up. You can automate your calendar, where where the like if you're doing webinars, you can pre-record your webinars or set it up to where people can sign up, register for your webinars, and you're not hunting people down. So there are things that can be put in place that you will be amazed. Just do your research. Be sure to do your research. So staying motivated and organizing your day-to-day tasks is one of the best ways that you can stay on track and ensure your business building is a huge success. So make sure you look for ways to automate. And this is the conclusion for our podcast today. Make sure you look for the next episode. And if this is the first time you're hearing about the Home Boss Business podcast series, look on the site and listen, stop and take a pause and listen to the first three podcasts. You might find that something's in there that will help you, hopefully. And we will be talking next week, next episode, we will be talking about some basic offline marketing strategies, going back to some of the old ways you can use to attract more customers online. So I'm excited for that series episode. And if you found any value here today, would you pause a minute and share with your friends, families, coworkers, and associates, or just somebody who you think would benefit from these podcasts? May not be these series, but maybe the website. Mind Your Life Radio is a great revenue to help ensure that something go right in your day. Until then, I'm Dr. Adina Hope. This is the Dr. O Show. And I like to add a verse, a scripture. A lot of people know that I'm a minister, a God-fearing woman. I'm not caught up in religious dogma, but I want you to remember Mark 9 and 23. It says, all things are possible for those who believe. And I chose that scripture as my motto scripture actually years ago because I believe in building confidence in order to build business. So if you understand that all things are possible, then you will push a little bit further. And if you can dream big, sometimes you can dream a little bit bigger to get where you want to go. I'm Dr. O, and I am out of here.